just like trying to walk us through Yom Kippur to understand what's going on during the day. We could use it in the best of our ability to make the most out of it. There's a lot in Yonin that go on Yom Kippur that the Olam doesn't understand. And if we have a basic understanding in it, we'd be able to use it so much better. As let's start off with the beginning of the day, Kol Nidre. We're Matan Adarim. As we read Matan Adarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, what's the Chshivas? Why is that the start of Yom Kippur? Why is the Apipshat? The Svarim say that it's coming to show you the Chshivas of Dibur, how careful you have to be with your mouth, especially within Yom Adarim. But they bring down from the Zohar that it's actually a remez for something very, very big. It means, we say, Kishem shematirim bebezin shalmata, kach yei matirim bebezin shalmala. There's sometimes chatayim that the gzardin in Shamayim is a gzardin with a neder or with a shvuah, that it was so chomer. As Kol Nidre is the kayach, we could even be matter those gzeiros on Yom Kippur. As Kol Nidre is saying, everything's open. You could change. You could change even the most chomedic gzeiros. You could change. Because that's the symbolism behind Kol Nidre. We also were matter in the spa with Avri Yonim. Even though the whole year we try to stay away, on Yom Kippur we're matter to be mispalu. Lamedcha, every yid has a tikkun on Yom Kippur. Every yid could be mishane. V'oi, even being next to Rosh on Yom Kippur won't affect you, because the Kedushas Hayom is so great that we can even have the Rishoyim. And it's not a sakana for any tzara. And it's teaching us a little bit to look at Yidden in a different light, because every Yid be'etzem is good. And every Yid could have a tikkun. Very important. Because even if we're not the biggest tzaddikim, Abi Yom Kippur is the day for everyone. That's the point. As we started off and we create the Ruach, everyone has a specialness. Everyone has a tikkun, and every gzeira has a tikkun on Yom Kippur. Because that's the start of Kol Nidre. We all have shaykhis to this big day in every way. We then continue and we do vidui. It's very important. We do a lot of vidui on Yom Kippur. As if we'd understand the importance of Shivas and why do we do it so many times, we could really use it kiroi. As number one, the mitzvah is to do tshuva. Tshuva, you need vidu, you need kuva. As therefore we do a vidu. Pirud hachet is not ma'akiv. In vidu in halacha, you say chatasi, that's already a vidu. You have in mind whatever your chatayim are. It's a ma'ilo to be mefaret. That's why we're mefaret di chet. The avoida shel vidu is to say in your mouth. It has become like sort of a nice song. Vidui is not a nice song. It's an avoido. Avoida is halev. What is the avoida? The avoida is, I feel bad, I did something wrong. It's terrible that I did something wrong. When people do things wrong, ra umar azvei es Hashem. Like we say at the end of the vidui, loy shava lanu. Eganum choytem loy loy. Every time a person does a chet, is because he thinks he's gaining hana, he feels good inside. If he hurts someone, if he says lashon hara, he took a hana, which was a surah. But the idea of vidui is to say, Hashem, I know it's not good for me. I know it's hurting me. I know it's damaging me. That's the vidui. Ribui vidui is because the more you say it, the more you feel it. You build the regesh, it goes more primi, it goes deeper inside. As that's the inyan of the ribui vidui, to build that feeling inside of us. We don't want to go away from Hashem. It's bad to leave Hashem. And that's the Ur of Yom Kippur. We can feel it. in a way much deeper the whole year. So whatever we say on Yom Kippur can go in much deeper. Like we say, "Bepicho ulevavcha la'aseisei." Ayirei lepeh goes into the lay. Very important also, Yisrael V'sherish Avodah says, to do a Kabbalah ala Asid, even though we don't mention it in the Tefillah, but that's a chilek of the Vidui and the Tshuva, that we're mishtadal, like we say at the end of all the Vidui, Ba'ifim Klali, that we're going to try not to do it again. That's also the Avodah we're thinking about, it. Not just we feel bad, we want to change, we want to grow, we want to struggle to change. As that's al derech hapshat, the inyanim of the vidui. Al derech soy, every amira of the vidui is a kavod Hashem. The pasuk in Tilim, Ksoif Kapitul Nun, says, Zevach toida ichabdenuni. When a yid gets up and he says, I feel bad, I did a chet, it's a gevaldige kavod Hashem. As it's misakin the chil Hashem that's munach in every chet. As every vidui, you're being mechaber Hashem, you're saying, I feel bad, I didn't listen to you. That is a tremendous kavod Hashem. As the vidui, and the song of the vidui, is the song of the kavod Hashem, that's yotzo, from our peh, when we're saying, we don't want to not listen to you, we want to listen to you, we feel bad. As it too is a tremendous tikkun on the chatayim that we did. Every, and that's why we do ribui viduyim, because every vidui does a different tikkun in Shamayim. As chutz from the fact that al pinigla, it's mamik the feeling in our heart, al pinistar, it does a tremendous tikkun in Shamayim, every vidui. That's the ribui vidui, and that's the yud pamim vidui that we say in Yom Kippur, keneged the yud mamarish and yivra ha'olam, the misakin kol abriya. Why do we say it ba'alev beis to be put to be misakin the oisis of the alev beis that the Torah was given to? Every chet is poyim the bria, the Torah, as the viduyim do tikkun. As even if we're not like big mukubalim, but to understand you're doing big every time you say a vidui, you're doing tikkunim, you're accomplishing to make the vidui more meaningful. The Tfilat Hashem, Chaper Lanu, Slach Lanu, Machal Lanu. We want to get rid of the Averis. When we show Hashem, we want to get rid of Averis. Das Alein is a Chelik Gadol of the Tshuva, and that's Mayal, that we should talk and get rid of the Averis. The Vidui is the cleaning process. That Tfilat Vidui is so important. It cleanses us from the Chatayim. It helps us to start from scratch. As that's the Avodah Vidu, which is a big part of the in the Tefillah by day, we have the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. As there's two Chagim that we end the day with Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim, Pesach Leil HaSeder and Yom Kippur, Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. Why are these two Chagim unique? Because these two chagim, the ikar of the chag of Pesach was the carbon Pesach that we don't have. When the ikar of the chag of Yom Kippur was avodis Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, avodis Kohen Gadol that was miyuchad on Yom Kippur once a year. We went to the Kodesh with us. As the ikar theme of the chag, we don't have. So that's why we say Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. We should have that ma'ala. Instead, we do it with Neshama Parim Svaseinu. We say the words, and it should be Oyla. So I want to explain a little bit the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes in and he says the Shem HaMefayrish. The whole year round, he didn't say it Lahedya Bizman the Avodah. Of on Yom Kippur he does, and he says it in a way that everyone heard, and they were Kairim Mishtachavim. The Lamedcha, what Yom Kippur is about. It's the deepest Gilui of Shem Hashem. You could get as close to Hashem as you can get in the whole year. And that's why he was able to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. The whole year, you can't go in. Chiyuv Nisa, you go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Because it's so Kaddish. This, the Hashem Shechina is so high. once a year, the Kohen Gadol, B'shlichus Kol Klal Yisrael, went into the Kodesh Kadashim. It's the most Kodesh Dika time of the year. What does Kodesh mean? It's the time you could get closest to Hashem. You could have the strongest Giluyim of Hashem and Kirvus Hashem. When the Kohen Gadol said the Shem Hashem, as what did Klal Yisrael do? V'anachnu Koyrim, U'mishtachavim, U'maydim, Oilapam, a beautiful song. But what's the inyan of Koyrim, U'mishtachavim, U'maydim? When we have the Gilui of Shem Hashem, we are batel legamri. Ein lanu klum. We can't go away from Hashem. My head, my highest part of a human being, his head, his crown, goes down to the floor. We're efes ba'fasim when there's a Gilui of Hashem. We ein lanu klum without Hashem. That's the inyan of Koyrim u'mishtachavim u'moedim. That's why this day is so powerful. We can make a change that we can't make the rest of the year, because the Gilui of Hashem, the Kedushas Hayoyim, is Noira Ba'ayim. It's so powerful. So that's a chelik of the Avoida. The second chelik of the Avoida was the Shnei Seir. The Seir HaNichnas Bifnim and the Seir that was Seir La'azazah. The Maral in his Drasha on Shabbos Tshuva says a big yesod. He says, why do we choose the carbon of Seir? Because the blood of a Seir is the closest to the blood of a person. And that's why when they did Mechiras Yosef, they took a Seir and they shechted it and they brought it back to Yaakov, to fool Yaakov, because the blood of a Seir is the closest to human blood. What do? We take Shtei Seirim that are identical. Exact matches. The Lamedcha, every person has two parts to him. He has the partim Shavikdusha, that's Kodesh Kadashim, and he has the partim, which is the Ser Lazoza, which goes to the Tzara Acha. The Avoida on Yom Kippur is that every Yid should realize his Pnimius is Kodesh Kadashim. His dam says, is to be Dovid Bashem. That's who he really is. The other side of him, the Averis, he throws to the Ser La'azazel. It's not you. You can get rid of it. It's not really who you are. As that's the Pnimius of the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol, Lamed La'odom, that every Yid is Tor, the Kaddish, his Pnim, his Dam, his HaKadosh Baruch, his Kodesh Kadoshim. The Averis is not really you. That's what we saw. El is Ani L'daydi, L'galas, what's the Ani? It comes to the sea, the highest point, on Yom Kippur. Where you really could say, I feel bad for my Averis, because that's not really me. I want to grow. I want to shteig. I want to be a tzaddik. Those feelings, that's what the avoida of Yom Kippur is. And you can feel the kirvas Hashem, the kedushas hayoyim, is Messiah person to really connect to this in a deeper way. There's one day where you have the biggest opportunity to turn yourself into a tzaddik, the emes, and to, if you're a tzaddik, ready to raise yourself to a higher level. Yom Kippur. It's like every day Yesh Koino Lama B'Shachas, but Yom Kippur is the most Mesubal. That's the Yom where we're Kimalachim. That's why we say Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusa out loud, because we have the Kedusha of Malachim. We're not eating, we're not sleeping, we're not drinking, we're not ligging in Gashmias. It's one day you're not talking about what's for supper, what's for lunch. We're not talking about food. We're not eating food. We're parish. We're kilu on a higher level. As it's a tremendous opportunity to reach big heights as a person. What is mitaras? As the Maral says, he explains the last Mishnah in Yuma. Ashreichem Yisrael, mi mitar eschem, Hashem. Ma mikva mitaris etmeim, afa kodesh bohu mitaris etmeim. As Every time you connect to Hashem on this day, you're doing taira to your neshama. All the tumah that the Averis put in us, we could get rid of. We could go into the mikvah and mamash take it off. That's why we go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, that we should feel what the day is. This is the day to be matar yourself. How are you matar yourself? The more you think about Hashem, the more you want to do the rotzon of Hashem, the more you makasha, you say the shvachim of Hashem, that itself is the mikvah taira. So that's the avoid of Yom Kippur, to build that connection into a deeper level. And that's matar, mizachik. And it changes a person, is ma'ala and meraivim him for the whole year. Every person on their level has a shaykhis to Yom Kippur. Even the most far away person, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he feels something on Yom Kippur. He feels something. It's something everyone could touch into. There are regayim of Yom Kippur that could change your life. It doesn't have to be the whole Yom Kippur, but there are special moments. Those moments are what's mekadesh us and meramim much more than you think. As we went through lemaisa, just to understand a little bit of inyana diyoma, it wasn't a fiery speech, it was heavy divrei yisayrus, but more just to get the feeling of the pratius of the avodas hayoyim, to use it kirai, which I like. When you buy something new, it comes with the book of directions. You have to know how to use it, or else you can have something and you can push it and not know how to turn it on, not know how it works. You cannot. So we wanted to give the Olam Eitzes to use the day Karai with a little bit of heart and a little bit of effort. We could be piled so much. The Shari Kedusha open, the Shari of Mechilas Chen is open, of Tyra open. And don't forget, it's the Zman of Chesimus HaDin. You could be part of Yeshua's Daylas for you, for everyone around you, in so many different angles. This is the last day. This is the Yom HaGadol, the great Pula, and the Spitz is by Mila. But every Tfila on the whole day counts. It's special. So Shem Yazo, we should use the day Kirai. We need to be together.